only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Hey, what do you say?
This video is going to be about 35-year-old Muhammad Souza Uden. Hopefully I didn't muff up that pronunciation. I probably did. Anyway, FedEx driver who is probably still shaking in his boots after his distracted driving accident he just had. The accident occurred about 10 miles south of Rochester, New York, near a town named Pitfort, New York. Now that driver, there was a four-wheeler, an SUV, broke down off to the shoulder of the road. Whatever he was doing, obviously it's 8:30, 8:45 in the morning. He was doing something. He was distracted one way or the other. He goes off the shoulder of the road, sideswipes the SUV, loses control. He has empty pups. He has double trailers, a set of doubles. They're pups. They're empty. And when he sideswiped them, he lost control, hit the bridge, and dangled. You saw the end result of what occurred, you know. Fortunately, knock on wood, nobody was seriously hurt in this accident. There was three adults and a child in an SUV that he sideswiped. Fortunately, everybody was okay. God was looking out for somebody in that accident. That's all I got to say. You know, distracted driving is a serious issue, and it seems like it's more and more and more prevalent nowadays. Not just only with tractor-trailer drivers, with car, you know, people in cars. You see it everywhere. You know, with these cell phones, you take your wife, your girlfriend out to dinner somewhere. You know, you see a family of five sitting there, and guess what? Each one of them's doing? They're head down and playing with their phones. You know. You stop after work or whatever to catch a beer, and it's like half the people, not the older guys, but you know, a little bit of the younger guys, probably 30, 35 and younger, you know, they're all, every one of them, head down, playing on their phones. You know, this love with technology, technology's a good thing, but in a lot of ways it has made things drastically worse. But Distracted driving. You know, the FMCSA, that's the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, did a study. 71% of all tractor-trailer accidents stem from driving while distracted. And the most common cause is cell phone usage. You know, they made it a law January of 2012. This, you know. So it's been 12 years, and people still don't or can't get it through their head, or they refuse to get it through their head because they think they're above the law. Fines for truckers charged with distracted driving offense is up to $2,750 per driving offense, per distracted driving offense. And as a company, if you knowingly know that they're going up and down the highway, you know, with the phone stuck in the rear, you could be fined upwards of $11,000 per offense. This is so serious. On average, for the last 10 years, 3,000 people per year have died on the nation highways just because of distracted driving. An accident that occurred in Northeast Philadelphia January 26th of this year.
Crash that caused a massive traffic headache overnight. I mean, look at this. A tractor trailer hit the center median on 95 North between Ron and Ashburner Streets in the city's Holmesburg neighborhood. Crews had to close all the northbound lanes here to get the scene cleared. Last check.
Fortunately, knock on wood, nobody got hurt. But the FedEx driver was driving up 95, hit the center median on Route 95, early morning hours at 12:40 a.m., and he jackknifed across several lanes. Nobody else involved. Nobody around him. So whether he nodded off at the wheel, distracted driving, whatnot, he hits the median. Jackknifes across the road. On the video, if you see by the time they got it cleaned up, it was, what, 6 o'clock in the morning. And this happened at 12:40. So he snarled traffic up for 5.5 hours because of his stupidity. You know, how many people did he make late for work that day? Hopefully it was nobody needing to get somewhere, you know, in an emergency, because they're sitting in their backup because of this idiot. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it? They think rules don't apply. They don't think anything will happen to them. I don't know. It's so hard to figure out. But these FedEx drivers, there's been a rash. I don't want to pick on FedEx. It's just that it seems that there's been a rash of drivers from FedEx getting in accidents as of late. There was another incident just February 7th of this year. You know what? A little more than a month ago. South Dallas, Texas, near town of Duncansville. Driver flying up the middle of the road, 3-lane road, flying up the middle. Starts coming up on the ass end of a 4-wheeler. So he grabs the right-hand lane to pass on the right-hand side. But when he did it, he must have swung out and lost control or came over too far to the right, whatever the case happened. But there was a 4-wheeler that was on the shore of the road, broke down. 2 tow trucks were tending to that 4-wheeler. This idiot FedEx driver came off, barreled right into him. Tow truck drivers, both of them, were pinned under their trucks. Killed one. And the second driver, the other driver, serious damage, rushed to the hospital, still in the hospital. Not paying attention to what the hell you're doing is a serious, serious, serious thing. You know, distracted driving, you know, is doing anything other than keeping your eyes front and forward and driving that darn truck. Talking, texting, eating, drinking, fiddling with the stereo, playing with the navigation system or your GPS, anything that distracts you, anything at all. If you're traveling 55 miles an hour, 5 seconds, you being distracted. You're getting up something, you know, off your jump seat. If you have a cooler in front of you, you know, in between your 2 seats, you're getting something out of your cooler. You know, you got a little dog with you, so you're playing with the dog. Whatever the case is, you're distracted for 5 seconds and you're running 55 mile an hour. That time and speed is the distance at 55 mile an hour, 5 seconds, the length of a football field. So that's why a lot of times you see somebody distracted, and before they realize it, they're up on the ass end plowing into somebody. Traffic's got a complete stop, they plow right into them because they don't take in effect. They're distracted, not paying attention, the speed they're going. Fully loaded, that tractor trailer is an 80,000 pound missile flying up and down the road. 80,000 pound missile. If more of these young guys, I'm not saying it's just young guys, because I'm sure there's a lot of the older fellas too that are out there doing dumb shit. But more people would realize just how dangerous. You forget how much damage that big rig can do. Washington, PA, about 45 miles from my house. This just happened February 21st.
Now to Washington County, where a crash involving a FedEx truck shut down the westbound lanes of Interstate 70 for hours this morning through the morning rush hour. The crash happened just after 5:30 between Washington and Taylorstown.
I look back when I did my research, and there was a lot more FedEx drivers involved in accidents than just the ones I pointed out. I just happened to mention one of the most recent. I left one out in Northbrook, Illinois. 2 weeks ago, Northbrook, Illinois, which is up by Chicago, FedEx driver hit a guardrail. Nobody involved, no other vehicle around him. Once could see, like, same thing happened in Philadelphia, that accident. This one's up in Chicago. Hits a guardrail, nobody else around him, nobody else involved on Route 294, 2:23 a.m. in the morning. And the driver was throwing from the truck, hit the road. And they found him. He was still alive, but, you know, just barely. They got him to the hospital. He died. So they en route to the hospital.
So he pronounced him dead at the hospital. So there was one death, his own. You know, it's a shame. It's a shame. Like I said, I don't want to pick on FedEx and come across as I'm picking on FedEx. It's just that when I look, that's one, two, counting one in Pittsburgh, one, two, three, four, five. That's five I just showed right here, you know, this year, you know, just within the last 30 days, last, you know, month or so. But, and there was more. There was a lot more. And then these are just tractor trailers. Most of these were all pups. There was a lot of FedEx involved accidents I saw with their box trucks to deliver house to house. But I don't know what FedEx is doing or what kind of drivers they're hiring. But on the flip side, though, and the only thing I can say in their defense, I looked it up on the FMCSA's website. And FedEx, I want to see how many power units they have. They have 101,844 power units. Let that sink in. Their safety rating is satisfactory. Over the last 24 months, they've had 96 fatal crashes, 900 crashes with injury, and 1,751 accidents which required the truck to be towed, for a grand total of 2,741 fatalities, injuries, you know, accidents. Which, in the big scheme of things, it sounds like it's a pretty bad record. But you look in comparison to the amount of power units they have on the road, probably works out about even. Something's got to be done. Safety directors from each company needs to buckle down and put the fear of God in these drivers and maybe explain to them. I remember when I was in high school, they used to show, you know, in driver's ed, there was this old film, black and white. I can't remember what it was called. I think it was called Route 30 or something. But it was an old black and white from like the 50s. And it was a compilation of different accidents, you know, that people had been in. And it was, they made it on purpose, you know, gross. You know, they show accidents, somebody getting their arm decapitated or somebody, you know, getting beheaded and their head in the back seat. But they did it on purpose to scare us. You know what I mean? To drive that point home of, hey, you got to take this serious or this could be you. You know what I'm saying? And I think safety directors around different companies should do that same thing with their current drivers, especially the new guys. You know, put the fear of God in them. They just don't understand. That is, once again, an 80,000-pound missile flying up and down the highway, and you got to respect it. Everybody thinks they're going to live forever. The book of life, even it, has a beginning, your birth, and an end, your death. There's always a beginning, and there's an end, birth, death. Now, the good thing about the book of life is when it's given to you, all the pages are blank. You get to write your own chapters. You get to fill that up with the story that you want to tell. Anyway, God bless. Be careful. And you see other drivers, these young bucks, explain them the importance of distracted driving. So, all right, my friends, do me a favor. Please remember to like, subscribe. Take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.